Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, we have talked a ton of hunting with Mr. Weissoon. I do not want to neglect fishing, and especially crappie fishing right now. Now's the time, as you've heard all your life, if you're a fisherman, when 90% of the fish are in 10% of the water. Shallow water crappie. Let's go down to Fork and catch Mr. Seth Vanover, and let's talk some crappie fishing. Seth, are you standing by, buddy, ready to talk some shallow water fishing?
Always ready for that. Thanks, Luke.
You're always ready. You bet you, buddy. You know, I have a trip planned with our friend Jeff Rice, and I don't think you've had a chance to meet Jeff. I don't think you have, but you'll really like him. He's got a place up on the upper end of Fork and a creek that runs up in there. Here at the end of March, those crappie should be in there in large numbers and in tight areas. Let's talk about catching shallow water crappie. Now, I know that on your guide trip, Seth, you're in the boat out in the shallows, but just regular spawning flats and areas that you've fished for years. But fishing off the bank is a little bit different. In this situation, and this is the kind of fishing a lot of people can do, you don't have to have a boat. And cork fishing and jigs or minnows, tell us how you've done a lot of this yourself, Seth. Let's talk about bank fishing today. A jig, I guess a real small jig or minnow, have you had better luck this time of year fishing these shallow waters with minnows or jigs?
Well, when we're doing what you're talking about, going out with Jeff, walking the bank, that's usually better dropping just those micro jigs, you know, the 30 seconds or even the 64-ounce, real tiny jigs in these tight areas on the where all the cover's laying down on the bank edge, or, you know, it's just a lot better with those small profile jigs like that. Now, if you're actually out in the boat casting, I'm having tremendous luck throwing the smaller minnows under a cork. And we're whacking and stacking the crappie right now doing that.
Small minnows under a cork, which would certainly work in the creeks or off the bank fishing, but the thing is, you've always got to think about getting hung up, as we say. That can happen if you're casting a cork with a bait and cranking it back. You're going to lose some hooks, aren't you?
You are. It can be kind of like, but it walking the bank is so much easier. You get those 10 and 12 foot poles and just really, you know, slowly drop those jigs down in those holes. You're going to be fishing in 2 foot of water or less on those creek banks. That's where those crappie are going to be holding right now. And that's the same way we're doing it on the throwing the corks. You're just, you know, you're not walking. You're in a boat, so you're using that cork to control your depth. But in the crappie we're catching, they're really not holding tight to cover right now. They're kind of just out in some open flats roaming around, so that helps, mm-hmm. you know, not having to throw up way up in the buck brush or the flooded grass. So right now it's kind of easier just because they're not really hugged up to that stuff.
Yep. Well, when you're fishing with the jig pole, you know, basically when we get in this creek fishing, we're going to be fishing water, like you say, right up near the bank, which is real shallow. Out to maybe the water will get to be probably 6 foot deep out in the middle of the little creek. So describe the you do need a longer pole that you can just vertically drop those jigs in the water, don't you?
You do. It's just more of a safety thing, so you're not having to be right there on the bank edge. You don't want to mm-hmm. slip and slide in the river mm-hmm. or in the creek. But in the 10 and 12 foot pole, you know, if there's something that's a little further out away from the water's edge, you know, it just gives you more versatility.
Yep.
Now you can touch a lot more things with those long poles.
Now let's think about something to gather the line, a reel. Do you like to use some sort of a reel on a jig pole?
No, yeah, I'll pull out, you know, 5-6 foot of line or maybe less, and that's all. And you're literally, there's no reeling involved. You just pull them up out of the creek.
Yeah, grab hold your line and, you know, grab the rod and jerk and pull them out. But you do need some sort of a reel to keep the line. I mean, I have fished them. I fished them without one, you know. But
You bet. Those big old cane poles with a piece of string tied onto it.
You dang yes. right. That was fishing when I was a kid. Oh, yeah. But what's a good rig? What kind of reel? I'm thinking about investing in a new setup for this fishing trip. What would you suggest? A little spinning rig, or really wouldn't matter. You could even have a push button on there, couldn't you? A spin cast.
You could. I use a 75 series from Lewes on everything. The 75 series spinning reels. That's exclusively the only reel I use. They're not expensive. They're super durable. And I mean, just they hold a lot of line. Mm-hmm. It's just a good all around reel.
Works good on not only a conventional, you know, rod, but also on a jig pole. Then, right?
No, oh, yeah, I use them on there. I got them all on my 16-foot poles. I've got those 75 series from Lewes on everything I own. Yeah. It's a good reel for everything.
Good. Well, that's what I'm going to get, the 75 series, and then. Line size for this kind of fishing, what would you suggest?
10
pound.
Don't go anything. Yep, 10 pound mono. I use fluorescent line, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But 10, you need to have 10. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're doing the walking through the creeks, you can get away with the 6, and you're not going to get hung up as much. But if you're throwing a cork, you need to have 10 pound.
Okay.
In case you do make a bad cast. Get up in that buck brush or in mm-hmm. a heavy weed match, you can pull out of it.
Right, something you can pull the hook loose with there. Yeah.
Right.
As far as jigs, but you do recommend downsizing the jigs in this bank fishing that we're going to be doing, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just the smaller profile of the bait you can get away with, the better.
And you're saying 1/16th, would that be too big?
I wouldn't fish it.
No. See, you've already helped me there. So you'd go to 1/32nd, right?
1/32nd or even 64.
No kidding, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just as small as you, 16th, that's just, it's too big.
It'd be huge for that.
In my opinion.
Yeah, well,
it really would.
You've done it a lot. So 1/32nd, and then... tell us a jig, or it's okay to name names because I'm going to be stocking up with some of them, getting ready. What's a good jig that when you're fishing with us, what will you be using? That'd be a good way to put it.
A fellow out of Lake Fork, his name's Todd Box. He runs Thermocline Lures. He makes what's called a mini tadpole, and that's exactly what it looks like, a tadpole. And this one is 3/4 inch long. Yeah, not even that. And that's about a 1/2 inch long. Mm-hmm. I mean, just super, super tiny. And you put that on a 32nd ounce jig head, and that's money.
32nd. I'm writing this down, believe it or not. I want to get. So, Thermocline, yeah, you've been using these for a while, Seth. I know that.
Yeah, I use Thermocline a lot. Todd makes a real good bait. I use some others, but Todd, I really like his baits.
And Sarah, to get these baits, and this is not a commercial, this is some serious shopping on my part. Of course, you'll probably have some on hand when we fish together, but is there a website, do you know offhand, or are you just calling?
Yeah, it's thermoclinelures.com.
Okay.
They're on Facebook. He's got his own website. You can order direct from him. I think that's the only way you can get them is order them direct from him. But he's got a shop right there on 515 just west of the 17, Highway 17.
I've seen it, yeah. And his name is Todd, right?
Yes, sir, Todd Box.
Okay, well, I'll be talking to Mr. Todd, make sure I've got all the. And far as color, colors for these baits for the shallow water fishing?
Anything with a red or an orange, those work really well.
Okay.
I use the orange ones or a glow truce. Mm-hmm. Those work real good. Or a copper mine. The copper mine, you can throw that just about any time of year, and it's going to pay dividends.
Copper That's mine, right? Option. Copper mine.
Copper mine.
Good deal. Well, Seth, this is some really useful information for me and for a lot of our folks listening that want to get out there and catch some of these shallow water crappie. Thermocline Lures. Good. I'll be checking that website out. They're telling me that we are just about out of time, Seth. Folks, our guest is Seth Vanover, guides down at Fork and Lake of the Pines, but right now we're talking Fork. Seth, they can locate you on Facebook or your website, or they could call you, right?
Yes, sir. Give me a call at 903-736-4557.
Well, thanks a lot, buddy, and here very soon I'm hoping that we're going to be catching some shallow water crappie and frying them up in some hot cooking oil. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to it.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tech's electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tech's, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit EastTexasLuxury.com. That's www.EastTexasLuxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.